It's not like they'd never left the bedroom. They'd gone places, done things. She might not look like an Insta star, but she could have squeezed in and smiled for the camera. Geez, she was confusing her damn self. She was mad at Tripp because he didn't show her off. Did she want a cuddle buddy now and not just someone in her bed? That's a boyfriend, honey. Boyfriends lead to monogamy and till death do us part. And we don't want any of that, remember? Luckily, Ricky came back with the shots and a pretty martini glass of pink liquid with a flamingo straw, pulling her out of her head. Here you go, Noelle. That will be $20. Thanks, Ricky. You're awesome. Noelle handed her 30 from her clutch and picked up her drinks. Do you need change? Ricky asked. Nah, that's for you. Thanks, babe. Ricky shot her a wink and took off for the other end of the bar. Noelle headed back to the table, doing her best not to spill. She set the shots in front of Nick and Anthony and placed the pink flamingo before Pike. He sent her an exasperated look. You are a pain in my ass. He reached for her shot, but she picked it up, sliding into the chair with ease. Hey, get your own screaming orgasm. Anthony and Nick burst out laughing.
What the hell?
Nick asked. Noelle dropped her clutch on the table and gave him a smirk. The shot is called a screaming orgasm. It's tasty, and something fish has never given a woman.
I always leave my partners satisfied, Pike growled.
Satisfied like, it was all right, okay, adequate. She tipped the shot back and swallowed. The creamy liquor slid down smoothly, and she tapped the glass against the table. Anthony, you got next round?
That I do.
Anthony downed his shot and winked.
You're a savage, N.
This I know, she said, smacking his butt as he headed for the bar. Hurry up! Pike pushed away the martini glass with a grunt.
You can question my sexual skills all you want, but I'm not drinking this glass of sugar-sweet crap.
How do you know it's sugary?
Nick asked. Pike held up the glass.
There is pink sugar around the rim. Nasty.
Noelle tweaked his bow tie with her finger. Maybe next time don't boss me around like I'm your bar wench. Nick reached across and took the flamingo, sliding the shot to Pike.
I'll swap you.
Hey, if he doesn't give one, then he doesn't get one.
Give me a chance, beautiful, and you'll be shaking the walls.
Gross,
says you.
Pike gulped down the shot and licked his lips.
Mmm. It's good, but a letdown from the name.
Noelle watched Nick suck on the pink straw, his neck muscles working as he swallowed. Nearly a fourth of the drink disappeared before he came up for air.
Now that is tasty.
Noelle pointed at Nick with a smirk. See, this is what a real man looks like.
Whatever,
Pike said. Anthony came back to the table with four glasses of amber brew and four shots.
Hey, Noelle. I thought you and Tripp were getting it on.
Noelle winced. Not anymore. Pike reached for the drinks Anthony set down.
Thank God, he's a douche.
Noelle leveled him with a glare. You know when you call him a douche, you're calling me dumb, right?
Huh? I am not. You just deserve better than him. You deserve a guy who will open doors, pay the dinner tab.
He stroked his facial hair.
Can grow a real beard.
Noelle smothered a grin. I appreciate the sentiment behind it, really.
I didn't know you were dating Tripp,
Nick said. Noelle's face flamed. She'd been hoping to avoid talking about relationships with Nick. Not because he cared what she did, but their views on dating were so different. It was awkward to discuss. It was only a few months. Anthony piped in.
Plus, they were just fucking.
Noelle snatched one of the glasses and dropped the shot in. Thanks for making me sound like a class act.
There's nothing wrong with hooking up,
Pike said. Oh my God, can we please stop talking about this? Noelle chugged the Jaeger bomb, her face scrunching as the licorice aftertaste hit her. She shook her head, coughing a few times, and finally sighed.
We're just saying,
Anthony stammered. I know you are trying to make me feel better, but sometimes hanging with you is worse than spending the day with Gabby. Always telling me how I can do better, that I should look for something real. Why can't a woman just get a little D when she wants it without putting up with a guy's BS? Several tables swiveled her way, and she wanted to sink into the floor. Anthony and Pike started talking at once, but Nick stood up and held his hand out to Noelle.
Come on, Noelle. You love this song.
Noelle listened to the old Mindy McCready melody for a half a second before she took his hand. The guys were still jabbering on, now arguing with each other on double standards and relationships. The rescue was timely and appreciated. As much as she loved Anthony and Pike, they still treated her like a little sister instead of one of the guys. Well, Anthony treated her like a sister. Pike was protective, but loved to flirt with her. Maybe a third cousin for him. Noelle giggled at her silent joke, and Nick quirked a brow.
Something on my face?
No, you're good. Just funny thoughts.
I get the feeling our boys were the butt of whatever joke you had rolling through that head of yours.
I'll never tell, Nick chuckled, pulling her against him.
About Trip.
I don't want to talk about it. Really? Talking about it with Nick? Sweet, perfect Nick who'd stayed with the same girl for 8 years? They'd never really talked about their sexual conquests, but Noelle had a feeling Amber was Nick's one and only. It was hard to discuss her sexual exploits with such a paragon of virtue. She hadn't danced with Nick since high school, and the press of his body to hers felt brand new. He was definitely harder all over than as a teenager. Noelle still remembered the shock when he'd come back from boot camp and he'd stood in formation, his shoulders broader, his arms defined. No longer the skinny kid that left, but a man. She hadn't known what to do until after he finished hugging his parents and yanked her into his arms. The awkwardness passed, and they were Nick and Noelle again. She slid her arms around his waist, and her hands stilled as the muscles in his back bunched. His fingers laced together behind her, resting at the top of her jeans. She could feel the warmth of his skin through the fabric at her back, a pleasant sensation. When Nick shuffled his feet, she swayed with him happily. Nick wasn't the best dancer, but his slow dance shuffle worked. Thanks for dragging me out here. That was embarrassing.
Why? It's just us, and no one's judging you. We've all had friends with benefits.
Really? Noelle quirked an eyebrow. All of us? Nick chuckled.
All right, so maybe not me. But I understand why it's nice to sometimes have someone you can call anytime you need the D.
Noelle groaned. I can't believe I said that in front of you.
Why in front of me?
You know, we haven't hung out in person for a while. Even though you're still my Nick, being away, we've missed a lot of each other's day-to-day. She cleared her throat. I'm a little worried about you learning something about me you won't like. Nick's arms tightened around her.
I've seen you covered from head to toe in beefaroni. Nothing could be worse than that.
She dropped her forehead to his chest with a groan. Ugh, you were supposed to burn that picture. Nick grinned sheepishly.
Sorry, my mom hid the negatives.
He ran his hand gently over the top of her head, and she pressed her cheek into his shoulder.
I don't ever want you to be embarrassed with me, Noelle. I'll always have your back.
Noelle breathed him in shakily. She opened her eyes just in time to catch Trip staring at them. His tight t-shirt showed off the hours of work he put in at the gym his parents owned. But all that bulk had never been good for cuddling. Nick, on the other hand, was muscular without being uncomfortable to snuggle with. Noelle closed her eyes again, the familiar scent of Nick's woodsy cologne surrounding her. The smell reminded her of his parents' farm in December, Christmas trees and falling snow. Home. Nick smelled like home to her. Noelle felt Nick stiffen against her and glanced up at him. He was staring towards the entrance of the bar, his lips pinched. She looked over her shoulder and saw Amber wrapped around a guy who bore a striking resemblance to Chris Hemsworth. Nick's ex glanced their way briefly before doing a double take, her mouth rounded in surprise. With a flip of her hair, Amber straddled the guy's lap as he sat on the bar stool, her profile clearly visible. A smug smile curved her pink, shiny lips, and Noelle turned away to assess Nick's reaction. Nick's crestfallen expression yanked at her heartstrings painfully, and before she realized what she was doing, she held the back of his neck in the palm of her hand. His brown eyes settled on hers, and she pulled him down. He could have fought her if he wanted, but he let her guide him down. Noelle's lips brushed against his, noting the way they opened slightly, Nick's sweet breath whooshing out quietly. Her tongue traced across his bottom lip, hoping that Amber and Trip liked the view. Suddenly, Nick's hands came up to cradle her cheeks, and his mouth slanted across hers, his tongue delving in, playing with hers, and flames licked their way across her skin. The sensation shocked her at first, and she stumbled against Nick, pressing her breasts into his front. Her nipples peaked to attention, and a slight moan escaped as Noelle forgot they were standing in a crowded bar and pulled him into her, deepening the kiss. Nick was the one to break the contact, his lips pressing against hers in a sweet, soft peck before putting several inches of distance between them.
"Thank you," he whispered.
Chapter 5. Nick's heart crashed against his chest bone as he stared down into Noelle's dazed gaze. What the hell was that? Not the kiss. Nick knew she'd done that to get his focus off Amber and the man who'd replaced him. But that zing of energy still shooting through his nerve endings? Unexpected and new, especially in conjunction with Noelle, his best friend. The sweet taste of her still clung to his lips, and without thinking, his tongue licked along the surface. Her eyes narrowed, focused on his face, and he had the bizarre urge to kiss her again. Noelle blinked several times, and whatever spell that rendered him temporarily insane dissipated. Are they still watching? They? It took Nick a moment to sift through the fog and realize she was talking about Trip and Amber. Nick cupped her cheek and leaned over, pressing his face into the side of her neck so it would look like he was nuzzling her. Her hair smelled sweet, and he stopped himself from breathing her in. His gaze shifted behind her from Amber to Trip. Amber's face scrunched up in either annoyance or disgust, he really couldn't tell. While Trip seemed utterly befuddled, probably couldn't believe Noelle hadn't stayed home and cried herself to sleep over him. Nick glared at the idiot. He couldn't imagine Noelle moping over any man, let alone Trip. Pike hadn't been wrong when he'd called him a douche, but Nick understood why Noelle didn't like the term. Nick felt the same way about his friends and family badmouthing Amber. If she was such a horrible person and he'd stayed with her anyway, hadn't seen any of her character flaws, then that made him an idiot too, right? His lips grazed her ear as he whispered, "They were watching." "Good." Her warm breath rushed across the skin of his neck, and he involuntarily breathed her in. God, she smelled fucking amazing. He wanted to press his lips down and run his tongue over. "Nick?" His eyes popped open, and he jerked back. The air in the bar hung hot and heavy around them as he stared down into her confused brown eyes. This was wrong. He shouldn't be reacting this way to Noelle. This was the result of sexual frustration and heartbreak. He hadn't had sex in 15 months, and considering Amber was the only person he'd ever been with, the times they'd made love were few and far between. Now here, he was single for the first time in 8 years, and pressed against his best friend who curved in all the right places. Air. He needed air. Nick took her hand. After the show they just put on, he wasn't about to leave her on the dance floor. She was coming with. "Let's go for a walk." "All right." He ignored Anthony and Pike's wide-eyed stares as they passed, lancing through the crowd of drinkers until they exited through the front door. The chilly weather engulfed him, freezing the exposed skin of his neck and face, bringing him back to himself. This is good. Exactly what he needed. "Damn, it's colder than a well digger's ass in January," Nick said. Noelle dropped his hand and laughed, taking a few steps ahead of him. The halter shirt left her upper back and arms exposed, and he noted the expanse of goose flesh across her skin in the dim outside lights. When she turned back around, Nick almost swallowed his tongue when he saw her nipples hard and pushing against the cotton of her shirt. Either she wasn't wearing a bra, or the thin material of one didn't hide much.
"Stop staring at her chest, you fucking pervert."
"You sound like your dad," Noelle said, closing her eyes.
"It feels good, though."
"Yeah, it was hot in there," he said. "Sorry I dragged you out like that."
"It's all right. I get it. Probably just drank too fast. Alcohol gets you all hot and bothered."
Nick blinked at her choice of words and cleared his throat.
"That's probably it."
"I really do appreciate you. Well, what you did in there. I probably looked like an ass when they walked in."
"Don't mention it. It was mutually beneficial."
She released a shaky laugh.
"The last thing I wanted was Tripp thinking I cared he dropped me without actually doing the deed."
"I'll go back in there and punch him if you want." Noelle shook her head.
"Like Anthony said, we were just fucking. Nothing to be upset about. Even if I was, he's not worth it."
"He's not, but if it would make you feel better."
"Nah."
Noelle cracked her knuckles with a smirk.
"Want me to rip out Amber's bleached blonde hair? I'm pretty sure it's all extensions, but I may get lucky."
"Thoughtful, but I think her brother is with the police department now." Noelle scoffed.
"Darren? Ha! He likes me better than her. He'd applaud."
"You're probably right." Nick smiled, already feeling more like himself.
"Did you see that guy Amber was with?"
"I did."
"And?"
He felt like a tool asking, but Nick's pride still stung that Amber had walked in with a Norse guard on her arm. Noelle wrinkled her nose, which made her look younger. Adorable.
"Too much hair for my tastes. I'm not interested in men who have you hawking up hairballs after one kiss."
Nick laughed, tension easing out of his shoulders.
"Not into beards and long hair, huh?" "Not particularly. I like my guys clean cut. If they do have a little scruff on occasion, that's fine. Just need to keep it trimmed."
The air seemed less charged outside, and he wondered if the accumulation of loneliness and alcohol had been the catalyst behind his abrupt break with sanity.
This was Noelle.
They'd been in each other's lives since infancy. Was she amazing and beautiful?
Absolutely.
But he'd always known that, never acted on the knowledge to see how things went. The only time it crossed his mind was when he got home from boot camp. They'd gone to a bonfire out at the lake, and they'd been sitting at the fire together. The flames danced across her skin, and when her brown hair fell forward, he'd brushed it back. Silky soft, it slipped through his fingertips slowly. He remembered staring at her lips right before she jumped up and left to get them another beer. Amber sat down in her place, and the thought hadn't crossed his mind again. Until now.
"Is that why Pike never had a chance? Too fuzzy?" he teased.
She shook her head.
"Pike is my buddy. I don't go there with people I actually care about. It's hard enough saying adios when it's casual, but add in feelings?"
"What do you mean?" he asked. Noelle's voice softened.
"I don't want to lose anyone important to me. Not again."
Her meaning washed over Nick, and he pulled her against him, wrapping her up in his arms. He rested his chin on top of Noelle's head, and her body melted into his. "I understand how you feel, but you can't close yourself off from love because of your parents. They wouldn't want that for
you." "I know they wouldn't, but I just can't. I like to compartmentalize my life. If something grows with someone I'm dating, fine, I'll accept that. I don't want to take a friendship that is amazing the way it is and ruin it with sex."
Nick chuckled. "I don't know how sex can ruin anything, unless it's bad sex." Noelle hit him in the arm.
"Such a guy thing to say."
"Well, last time I checked."
"Oh my God, enough. I don't need to hear about you jerking your gherkin."
Nick bent over with loud guffaws.
"Oh man, I missed you." Missed you too.
When Nick's mirth finally subsided, he caught her, watching him closely.
What's that look for? Just happy you got your smile back.
Yeah, well, it's hard to fight when I'm with you.
So you're glad you came out tonight?
Glad? No. He nudged her shoulder.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Seeing Amber with someone else was shocking, but not really painful.
I'm actually more concerned about people pitying me once they see my replacement.
The dude is hot, and I'm man enough to admit it.
Noelle took his hand, and he noted her cooled skin.
You are hotter. You are also funny, kind, smart, and only the tiniest bit irritating.
She flashed him a teasing grin as their fingers interlaced.
No one is going to pity you, Nick. They'll feel bad for her. Only a loser dumps a guy like you for cousin It.
A sincere tone brought on the strangest urge to kiss her again. But that would be weird, out here for no one's benefit. You're freezing. Let's go inside.
Sure.
Noelle placed his arm around her shoulder and wrapped hers around his waist.
Feel like putting on a show?
Damn. She fit perfectly against him. How had he never noticed before?
Stop it, Nick. This isn't real. Get a hold of yourself.
What did you have in mind?
Follow my lead.
Nick nodded. As they walked back into the bar, Noelle slipped her hand into the back pocket of his jeans, and it took everything in him not to jump.
You copping a feel?
He asked.
Maybe. Do you mind?
Not at all. The minute he'd felt her fingers against his ass through the denim, his cock stirred to life. After this, he was going to need a cold shower. He was sick and tired of Rosie Palm, but he was used to her. Pike and Anthony stared at them in horror as they sat back down, their hands connected on the tabletop. Anthony started.
What the hell is going on?
Pike finished.
How about you act normal and stop asking questions?
Noelle ground out between her teeth.
But everything started out normal. We all got here, had a few laughs. Then you guys made out, disappeared, and came back in holding hands. Excuse me for having a couple questions.
Anthony caught on quicker and elbowed the other man.
They'll explain later, wide mouth. Just button your lip until we get out of here. Or go get us some more drinks since it's your turn.
All right.
Pike stood up and smoothed down the front of his shirt.
I'll grab some beers to slow this party down.
Nick glanced at Noelle with a grin.
Good idea.
A shadow passed over their table, and Nick noticed Noelle tense. He looked over his shoulder to find Tripp and Jillian standing behind him.
Hey there, Nick. Welcome back.
Jillian batted her thick black lashes at him, glued to Tripp's side. The girl was a world-class flirt, but Nick didn't hold it against her.
Thanks, Jillian. It's good to be back.
Noting the way Noelle gripped his hand, Nick brought it to his mouth and kissed her knuckles. She immediately relaxed, giving him a small smile.
When did you two become a thang?
Tripp asked, drawing out thang sarcastically.
What do you think, babe?
Noelle's eyes twinkled as they met his.
A little after lunch.
Honestly, I knew the minute I got out of the terminal and saw you that we belonged together, that it was you. It's always been you.
Noelle snorted softly at his speech, her lips pressed together like she was about to explode with laughter.
Isn't that sweet?
Jillian pulled on Tripp's arm.
Don't you think so? And you were all worried to tell her about us.
Jillian addressed Noelle as she continued.
Tripp told me about your arrangement.
Jillian winked at Nick.
Guess you just needed the right man to come along and swoop you into a real relationship.
Nick asked because he knew Noelle needed to know.
And how long have you been seeing each other?
3 weeks or so. We wanted to be sure before he told you. Hope there are no hard feelings. Of course not.
Noelle's sweet tone covered the trace of anger only Nick noticed.
Congrats. I wish you both all the happiness in the world.
Nick grabbed the back of her chair and slid it over next to him. He nuzzled her neck before leaving a kiss on her cheek.
Isn't she the best? Beauty, brains, drive. Damn, I sure am lucky.
Come on, Jill, I need a beer,
Tripp muttered, pulling Jillian towards the bar.
Have a good night.
Noelle called after them, barely containing a giggle. Anthony shook his head.
Is that what this is all about?
He waved his hand between them for emphasis. Nick kept his arm on the back of Noelle's chair as he lowered his voice.
Noelle was trying to help me out after Amber walked in with her Thor wannabe, and we figured putting on a show would stick it to all of them.
Good idea, except one thing.
What's that? Nick asked.
Amber looks like she's about ready to break her 6-inch heel in someone's ass.
Noelle and Nick turned around and caught the venomous expression on his ex's face. Her new man tried to kiss her, and she pushed him away with a glare before her focus returned to them.
Damn, she looks pissed,
Noelle laughed.
Good thing plastic blondes don't scare me.
Pike returned and set 3 beers and a creamy shot down.
Beers for the gentleman and fuzzy balls for the lady.
Noelle glared at Pike.
Really? Thought we all needed to slow down. This one is straight revenge. Hopefully you enjoy it.
Noelle tipped back the shot and smirked.
Delicious.
A loud cowbell rang from the bar and Ricky shouted,
How did the hairy balls taste, Noelle?
The room quieted and Nick was ready to hold Noelle back if she decided to choke Pike. To everyone's amusement, Noelle yelled back,
Sweet and salty, just the way I like them.
The whole bar burst out laughing, including Pike. After a minute or so, Noelle whispered to Nick,
You can let me go now. They all left.
Nick completely forgot they were only acting and reluctantly removed his arm. Holding Noelle had felt good. Right. Maybe they shouldn't pretend to be together for anyone's sake. For something that was supposed to be fake, it had felt too real.
Chapter 6 Noelle walked into Paulette's cafe just before noon on Sunday. Not at all surprised that she was the first to arrive. Gabs was always running 15 minutes behind. Noelle had no idea who else was in the bridal party, but had a sneaky suspicion one of the coveted spots would be taken by Amber. Noelle had never seen the appeal, but Gabby and Amber clicked in high school. While Noelle had been the steadfast, low-key friend, Amber was the fun one. She liked to party and shop for hours, talk girly things like hair, makeup, and boys. Even though they didn't hang like they used to, Gabby still considered Amber a close friend. Which meant for the next month, Noelle would be spending a lot of time with the narcissistic witch who'd hurt Nick. Noelle didn't understand what she'd done to deserve that karma, but nothing she could recall warranted being stuck planning Gabby's wedding with the she-devil. The girl tortured Noelle in high school and moved in on Nick at a bonfire when Noelle walked off to grab beers. She still thought about that night. Although, looking back, it was for the best. Since the minute they'd picked him up from basic in his parents' car, Noelle sensed something different between them. More touching, laughing, watching the way the fire danced across his face. For a moment, she thought he might kiss her. She'd panicked and run off to get them another couple of beers. And when she'd come back, Amber sat next to him, running her hand over the newly developed muscles of his arm. Noelle never wanted to punch someone as hard as she did Amber in that moment. But instead, she'd walked away, caught a ride home with Anthony and Pike, and the next day, Nick and Amber were official. They'd never talked about that night again. Perhaps it was time to let bygones be. With the exception of this month, Noelle didn't have to see Amber at all anymore, except in passing. She could be cordial. The cute little cafe bustled with people and usually stayed jam-packed until they closed at 2. The pretty hostess, Kaylin, stood behind the podium and smiled as Noelle approached.
Hi, Noelle. How many in your party?
Hey, I'm not sure. It's under Gabriella Montoya. Kaylin ran her finger over something on the podium and tapped it.
Ah, gotcha. Right this way.
Thanks. Noelle trailed behind Kaylin to the table and sat down, pulling off her knit cap and gloves and slipping them into her simple black tote purse.
I'll have your waitress get you some water for the table. Have a good meal.
Thanks. Noelle was still smoothing her hair when Amber walked in, wearing ridiculously high heels and a barely covering her ass dress. The song Witchy Woman by the Eagles popped into her head as Amber approached, her hips seeming to sway in slow motion. Her blonde hair fell over the collar of her short, puffy jacket, which lay open, revealing the low cut of the dress. God had definitely given Amber a double dose of blessings up top. Noelle fiddled with the zipper of her jacket. She wasn't as well endowed as her nemesis, but she sported more than a handful. Why am I even comparing myself to her? Get it together, Carter. Finally, she slipped it off, draping it over the back of her chair. Amber sat down with a smirk, giving Noelle's simple sweater and jeans outfit a once-over.
Hello, Noelle.
Amber's tone was sickly sweet.
You are looking rumpled. Did you have a good night or just forget to do something with yourself?
I hope you slip on a piece of ice and bruise your butt. Noelle picked up her napkin and draped it over her lap with a smile.
I had a great night, Amber. How about yourself? Yes, I'm very happy. You saw the guy I was with at Bruise. Isn't he gorgeous?
Noelle shrugged. He's okay, if you like men who use more hair product than you. Amber scooped her menu up with a huff.
Like you'd know anything about men. You can't even keep them satisfied. Everyone knows about Trip dropping you for Jillian. You sure do like to jump from guy to guy.
Amber didn't even glance at her as she delivered the dig. She simply continued to study the menu, while Noelle glared daggers at her. Maybe in the past, but I think I landed on the right one this time. Amber finally met her gaze, her pouty lips pressed in a thin line.
I'm assuming the development between Nick and yourself is recent?
The waitress came by and set the pitcher on the table.
Hi, do you need another moment?
Yes, we're still waiting, Noelle said.
Sure, I'll check back in a bit.
Noelle snatched up the water pitcher in the middle of the table, letting Amber stew.
I asked you a question, Amber ground out.
Just a slip of the wrist, and the cold liquid would wipe away the blue glitter on Amber's eyelids. It would be hysterical to watch Amber jump up screaming, swiping at her face and fishing ice cubes out of her bra. But today was about Gabs. And no matter what the heinous witch pulled, Noelle would not rise to the bait. Noelle filled her glass and set the pitcher gently on the table. Are you worried he was cheating on you, Amber? Because that's your move, not his. Amber snatched up the water pitcher, watching Noelle with a coy smile.
So, you two happened after I broke up with him? Yesterday? Talk about fast. You are a very brave woman.
What does that mean? Noelle snapped.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't want to get involved with a guy coming out of something long term. That's all. You should probably take things slow. For your sake. It's so hard to go from fab to... well.
Amber took a sip of her water, drawing out the tension.
Drab.
Noelle leaned across the table, lowering her voice to a hiss. I know you're trying to push me into losing my cool, but it won't work. I am here for Gabby.
Ah, so noble.
Noelle took a deep, calming breath before picking up her water glass and holding it up in salute. Besides, everyone in town knows you weren't the perfect military girlfriend sitting home knitting Nick's socks. Seems like behaving like a decent human being already makes me better than you. I mean, I care for babies and you, what, give men happy endings? All right, so not exactly cordial, but the woman pushed all the buttons.
I am a licensed massage therapist, Amber snarled.
Noelle sipped her water before holding a hand over her head in feigned concern.
Damn, did I strike a nerve?
So sorry, but you know, you start something and us drabs will finish it.
You think you're so funny. Is that how you two got together? He was hurting and you swooped in with your jokes, seduced him with your charming personality? How about you concentrate on your own man and leave my relationship alone? Relationship? Amber scoffed. You've been hooking up for a minute, while he and I were together for years. You could barely call what you two have a relationship.
I should just keep my mouth shut until Gabby gets here.
Sound advice, but she was too riled up to listen. Admit it, Amber. Nick was always a backup plan. You could have your cake and still flit around town gobbling up all the snacks you wanted behind his back. But once he came home, you had to break up with him, or the truth about you would come out. Amber's hand covered her décolletage like a turn-of-the-century heroine who'd been unjustly insulted.
I never cheated on Nick. I had friends, but 8 years is a long time. People grow apart. That doesn't mean I don't want the best for him.
Noelle snorted. Girl, who are you kidding? I've been his friend since we were in diapers, and you dumped him the minute he got back from defending our country.
You don't know what you're talking about, bitch.
I'm simply calling it like I see it. Amber seemed to regain her composure, and her glossy lips spread in a wicked smile.
And I'm just looking out for you, hun. Wouldn't want you to think this was something serious.
Noelle's jaw clenched and she ground out. What makes you think it isn't?
'Cause any man who jumps into something that quick is looking for rebound sex, plain and simple. Although come to think of it, I'm pretty sure I heard you were really good at that kind of thing. Bed buddies is what you like best, right, sweetie?
Noelle picked up her fork, debating on which psych defense she could use if she stabbed Amber with it. If she described the condescending sweetness in Amber's tone to a jury, would they really blame her? Gabby saved Amber's life when she burst into the restaurant with a pink folder in one arm and a Coach purse hanging off the other. Her curly brown hair flowed around the top of her blue jacket as she waved excitedly, coming dangerously close to clobbering several patrons with her bag. Maybe for Gabby's sake, we only speak when absolutely necessary. Amber looked down at her glittery talons.
Fine by me.
Gabby came tapping across the wood floor and flopped into the chair next to Noelle.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
She slid her sunglasses up her forehead and into her hair. Her golden brown eyes sparkled with excitement, and Noelle couldn't help returning her joy. Gabby's enthusiasm was infectious.
I have a new student I'm working with, and the adjustment's been hard for him. What were you two yakking about?
Just celebrating new relationships, Amber said cheerfully. Is the kid okay? Noelle asked.
He will be. I'm awesome at what I do.
Gabby wasn't exaggerating. Gabby's older brother had autism, and after watching the struggles and frustrations her parents and Edward went through with the education system, Gabby decided to get her teaching degree. As the IEP teacher for Mistletoe Elementary, Gabby worked hard on her enrichment lesson plans and was beloved by her students and their parents. Just another thing that made her an amazing person who deserved a fantastic, drama-free wedding. Amber waved her hand in the center of the table.
Before we do anything else, I want to see that ring.
Gabby held out her hand with a giggle, Amber oohing and aahing over the princess-cut diamond. Noelle wasn't really into big, sparkly jewels, and what she did wear was small and sentimental. Noelle inspected the ring with the proper amount of awe before grabbing a honey scone from the basket their waitress set down.
So, who is in a new relationship? Gabby asked, stealing Noelle's scone.
Noelle grabbed another with a glare, but Amber jumped in before Noelle could open her mouth.
Oh, well, you already know, since Nick and I broke up, I'm officially with Guy.
Guy? Noelle coughed to cover her laugh, but Amber's gaze narrowed in her direction.
The exciting relationship news is Noelle.
You made things official with Trip.
Noelle heard the disapproval in her friend's voice. She'd never liked Trip, even in school, and hadn't been shy about letting Noelle know.
No, but...
Trip who?
Amber laughed, scooting over and putting her arm around Noelle like they were dear friends.
No, Noelle is with Nick.
Gabby swung Noelle's way, scone crumbs flying out of her mouth as she squealed.
What? How could you not tell me this?
Noelle shot Gabby a weak smile, hating the hurt in her eyes. Since the minute they'd clicked, there had been no secrets between Noelle and Gabby, at least none on her end. She didn't want Gabby thinking Noelle wasn't being honest. She shook off Amber's arm, fighting the urge to accidentally knock the meddlesome woman out of her chair. It just happened so fast. I haven't had time to fully process it.
It's been 24 hours, Noelle. Surely you could have made time to share your good news.
Amber fluttered her falsies innocently, but Noelle wasn't fooled. The evil wench thrived on stirring the pot. Nick and I wanted to enjoy some alone time before we told people. Amber grinned like a cat toying with its prey.
Alone time, huh? Is that why you made out on the dance floor at Brews and Chews?
Gabby stared at Noelle, blinking rapidly.
Who are you?
Noelle grimaced. Gabby knew she'd never been one for PDA, and there was no way Noelle could tell Gabby the truth, with Amber sitting there watching gleefully as Noelle squirmed.
Can we get back to the reason we're here, which is planning Gabby's wedding?
Noelle was done being Amber's cat toy.
Who else are we waiting for?
My cousins, Amelia and Sarah.
Gabby raised an eyebrow and gave her an obvious, we are not done with this conversation look.
But we can get started without them.
Gabby flipped open her pink binder, the pages inside bursting with magazine cutouts and notes in sparkling gel pen.
Our colors are going to be red, silver, and green. We'll have the reception at Linwood Barn, and every table will have a poinsettia in the center. Now, because we have such a short time frame, my mother is planning my bridal shower the week before the wedding, and I want my bachelorette party that night.
Gabby looked up from the binder and met Noelle's gaze.
What do you think, maid of honor?
Sure. We could go to Boise for an overnight and hit downtown and continue on Sunday with a spa day before we come home. Amber rolled her eyes.
Why do we need to go all the way to Boise when Mistletoe has an all-male review debuting next month at Brews and Chews?
What? Noelle spluttered. Gabby bit her lip.
I don't know about strippers. Drew might flip his lid.
Noelle jumped in. Plus, strippers are gross.
Oh, come on. Do you really think Drew's boys aren't going to hire half-naked girls to entertain them? There are movies based on the seedy stuff that happens at bachelor parties. We'll keep it PG-13.
Amber laced her fingers together and leaned on the table, like a supervillain revealing her evil scheme.
Here is what I propose. We go to the all-male review and get so fired up that we go back to our men and have wild, crazy sex. We can save the spa for the wedding day when we need to relax. It's a bachelorette party. You want to go out with a bang.
Noelle shook her head. I don't think Gabby wants a bunch of dudes rubbing their crotches in her face.
Well,
Noelle's jaw dropped when she caught Gabby's sheepish grin.
She does have a point about men's bachelor parties. Why can't we get a little down and dirty?
Amber met her gaze and grinned triumphantly. She'd won, yet again. Even in high school, Gabby would convince Noelle to tag along with her to something Amber planned. Only, Noelle would end up rescuing her when Amber bailed. Parties in high school when Gabby got drunk and Amber was too busy hooking up to care. All the nights Gabby called from whatever club they were at because Amber ditched her to head to an after party. With all the times Amber let her down, Noelle couldn't believe Gabby stayed friends with her, let alone listen to her advice now. Still, whatever Gabby wanted, Noelle was determined to make it happen. She kept her expression in check and smiled.
It's your party, babe.
Gabby giggled, and Noelle's gaze met Amber's smug blue eyes.
This is going to be great. Maybe you could get Nick to make us a playlist for the party. He's good at that.
Just another subtle reminder of the connection Amber and Nick had. Yep, the next 5 weeks were definitely going to be painful.
Chapter 7.
Didn't I just pick you up from the airport?
Noelle grumbled from the passenger seat. Her head flopped back against the headrest. Nick grinned, keeping his eyes on the traffic in front of him. He'd insisted on driving Noelle's car to the airport so she wouldn't have to drive the entire 5-hour round trip from Mistletoe to Boise and back. You did, and I appreciate that. Mary can get me Wednesday when I get back from Colorado. We are going to do some car shopping for me. Nick did a little dance in his seat and Noelle laughed.
I don't mind dropping you off and getting you. That's the whole reason I took a vacation. But I hate Boise traffic. Freaking Californians.
Nick chuckled. Over the last 10 years, Boise's population had boomed with an influx of people from other states. But it was a rite of passage as a native Idahoan to blame California for, well, just about everything. I won't need to go to Denver for many moons after this trip, so rest easy.
Many moons? Seriously, I think you need more coffee,
Noelle said. If you want more coffee, Noelle, just say so. There is a human being up the way from the airport. Nick caught Noelle's grimace out of the corner of his eye.
Ew! The human being is a terrible name for a coffee company. It makes me think they poop out the coffee beans and feed them to people.
Where the hell do you get these ideas? Nick shook his head and took a right. Dutch Bros it is, then.
See? That's not a weird name. Plus their coffee doesn't taste like butt crack.
How old are you? Nick asked.
Oh, come on. I've heard you and Pike and Anthony all say, this tastes like shit. It is such a double standard that guys can talk nasty, but girls are supposed to be magical rainbow creatures who never fart or curse.
So you're saying you're not a unicorn? He teased. She popped him in the arm and he laughed.
Hey, I'm driving here.
Noelle flopped back in her seat.
Don't be a baby.
You pack a hard punch.
For a girl?
She sniped.
Whoa, I did not say that. What's wrong with you?
Ugh, so much. Nick didn't come back with a smart-ass reply. Just let her keep talking.
You know how Gabby's getting married?
Yeah?
Amber is in the wedding too.
Nick made a face. It was surprising how being home and around the people he loved made him see Amber in a whole new light. Yesterday, he'd found himself on Facebook and a relationship quiz had popped up in his feed. He'd never tell Pike or Anthony, but he took it in regards to Amber and himself. Depressing. The only word he could come up with to describe the dismal 19% he'd gotten on it. Amber really had a point that they barely knew each other, even after staying together for 8 years. Amber helping out with the wedding plans, huh? That must be fun, he quipped.
Tons. The first thing she did after making fun of my appearance, grill me about you for a solid 5 minutes until Gabby saved me. Then she threw me under the bus by telling her we were together. I explained later to Gabby what was up, but it's like Amber is trying to cause trouble for me.
Nick waggled his eyebrows.
Well, you did kiss her ex, hussy.
Noelle groaned.
X being the key term, and she broke up with you. There's no reason she should be giving me grief. She broke up with you. In fact, we should play that Hunter Hayes song for her since it isn't sinking in.
Seems her reaction is understandable. Didn't you tell me I'm a great guy and she was crazy to dump me?
I don't remember saying that exactly.
I was paraphrasing.
Regardless of what I may or may have not inferred, she should be taking her regret for dumping you out on you, not me. Mean girls were supposed to vanish when I graduated high school. I ain't no hollaback girl.
Oh boy, breaking out the old school Gwen, huh? Even though he knew she was already prickly, Nick added,
I know you don't like her,
but Amber prodding you for information doesn't really sound like bullying, Noelle. Noelle turned in her seat, scowling at him.
She also implied that the only reason you would be with someone like me is so you could get laid. Because according to her, I wouldn't know a real relationship if it bit me in the bahuki.
The image of Noelle in bed flashed through his mind and he gulped.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a relationship.
Noelle's scowl darkened, her eyebrows nearly touching in the middle.
I haven't had many, but that is beside the point. She tried to shame me for embracing my sexuality. It is the modern era. If I want to get down with no strings attached, I am allowed to do so.
Nick raised his fist in the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Shut up. Noelle laughed. You want me to find us an angry rock song to scream sing? Would that make you feel better? Nick picked up his phone and handed it to her. Scroll through and pick anything you want. Noelle groaned, taking the phone from him.
I'm sorry, I'm such a grump this morning.
You've been worse.
Thanks, pumpkin.
Her thumb stopped on the screen, and an Imagine Dragons song burst through the speakers. When it finished, Nick cleared his throat.
Out of curiosity, what did Amber say about me?
About you directly?
Not much. She wanted to know how long we'd been together, called me a rebound.
I can't believe she'd say that to you. Nick heard the fleck of hurt in her voice, even if she'd never admit it, and took her hand. Forget her, okay? I'd be lucky to have a girl like you.
But I'm not a unicorn.
Her soft hand fit into his like God fashioned it for him, and he got caught up in the warmth of her whiskey brown eyes.
Where do these crazy notions keep coming from?
Someone honked loudly, and Nick jerked his attention back to the road.
Whoa, Nick, I'd like to make it out of this city in one piece.
Sorry, I was just thinking.
About?
That unicorns are overrated? You're a hippogriff. Noelle burst out laughing.
That may be the nerdiest thing a guy has ever said to me.
I wouldn't doubt it, but it's still true. Hippogriffs are strong, loyal, and rare. He squeezed her hand.
Just like you.
Noelle grew quiet. And when he stopped in the Dutch Bros line, Nick looked her way again. He caught the shimmer in her eyes and sputtered.
Are you about to cry?
He asked.
No.
She sniffled, rubbing at her eyes.
Maybe.
Nick stared at Noelle in astonishment. In her oversized hoodie and sweats, her hair pulled up in a messy ponytail, she looked younger. Vulnerable. He'd only seen his tough, no-nonsense best friend cry a few times in her life, and it was over heavier subjects than being compared to a mythical bird beast.
Why?
Because it's early. I've had one weak-ass cup of coffee, and you're being sweet to me, damn it.
I'm always nice to you, he yelled back. She pushed him in the shoulder playfully.
Well, stop it.
The kid taking coffee orders knocked on Nick's window. He rolled it down.
How are you doing today, sir?
The kid glanced between the two of them and Nick groaned, knowing the kid had heard them shouting.
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Not bad. What can I get started for you?
Large coffee for me and a large double dirty Christmas morning extra hot with the works for the lady.
You got it.
Nick paid for their coffees, and once the window rolled back up, he asked,
What's up with you?
Nothing,
she sulked. Don't give me that bull. You've been weird since Saturday night. Nick cleared his throat.
Did I do something to make things awkward?
No, it's nothing you did. I've just been getting a lot of unwanted attention.
What do you mean?
From who?
Guys? It wouldn't surprise him if there were dozens of men waiting in the wings for Noelle to take notice, but the idea irked him. Especially since, according to the gossip of Mistletoe, they were going hot and heavy.
No, not from guys. People in town. Everyone wants to know about us. I had three expectant mothers come in wanting me to distract them with details about you and me.
You and me?
Noelle threw up her hands.
Sex, Nick. Our little display at Brews and Chews has the whole town buzzing about us. Not just Amber and Tripp, but everyone wants to know what's going on.
Whoa, women in labor were asking you what I was like in bed?
Yes.
Nick pulled forward again, a sly smile on his face.
What did you say?
She glared.
I told them you were amazing, that you're hung like a donkey and I came 4 times in 10 minutes.
No, you didn't.
Although,
do not tell me anything, you boob.
I explained to them we'd just started dating and hadn't gone that far yet. Then they asked how far we had gone.
Tell anyone that asks, it's none of their business.
Believe me, I have, but repeating the same thing over and over is frustrating. I'm about ready to start throwing out ridiculous stories about your prowess just to shut them up.
Nick rolled down the window to get their coffees and handed one to Noelle, sliding the other into his cup holder.
I'm sorry,
I didn't mean to put you in an uncomfortable position.
I started it. It's just, I didn't really think this through.
She cupped the coffee between her hands, seeming to search for the right words.
Where do we go from here? Do we pretend we are dating in public every time we're together?
Nick's heartbeat kicked up a notch. One night of crossing the line with Noelle had him thinking all kinds of insane thoughts, but continuing the ruse for weeks? Months? The idea of being able to kiss Noelle whenever he wanted held appeal, and he didn't know what to make of it. Do you want to do that?
I don't want things to get complicated, but I also can't stand Amber thinking she was right about me being just a rebound.
Noelle grinned.
I really like her nose bent out of joint about us.
Is that the only reason? He asked. Noelle blinked.
What do you mean?
I'm saying kissing you isn't a hardship on my part. Truth is, I enjoyed it. And as I'm not sure I'm ready to actually jump back into the dating pool,
you want me to be your beard? With benefits?
Nick couldn't pinpoint the tone in her voice, but the last thing he wanted was to weird her out or worse, insult her. So he played it off.
Ah, no, not like that.
If you think about it, we hang out most of the time anyway. Nick waggled his brows before turning out onto the street.
A little canoodling in front of the locals once in a while shouldn't be a hardship.
Canoodling? She laughed.
What century are you from?
I'm the reincarnated soul of Theodore Drizzle, salesman of fine snake oil,
Nick said.
Want to sample my wares, pretty lady?
You are such a goob.
Nick knew she wanted a serious answer from him, but he wasn't sure about admitting to Noelle how much he'd enjoyed their kiss on Saturday. He didn't want to spook her, especially with her open disdain for relationships. Putting himself out there and asking her about what she was feeling might send her hightailing it for the hills. The best part about their friendship? They knew what to expect from the other. Could nearly finish each other's thoughts and sentences. Admitting the sexual chemistry from Saturday aloud terrified him, so he kept his tone light, nonchalant. All joking aside, I mean it. If you care what Amber and other people are thinking about us, then why not keep them talking until they find something else to gossip about? And give me a chance to sort through all these new thoughts and sensations.
Won't that get confusing, pretending to be into each other?
Not for me. I hope not. If anything, he prayed this would clear things up.
All right.
Noelle held her coffee up to him in a toast.
Here's to fake dating.
Nick picked up his cup and tapped it to hers.
Cheers. Now stop talking, I love this song,
she said, turning up the volume on the mixed CD he'd been playing in the background. NSYNC sang in tandem about romancing the object of their affections under their tree, and Noelle sang along with him. The thought of kissing Noelle in front of a brightly lit tree popped into his head. Lowering her down to the tree skirt, kissing his way down her neck.
Hey, genius, you're about to get back on the freeway. You need to get over.
Nick swerved over swiftly and Noelle gasped. A series of angry honks erupted behind him.
What the hell was that?
Maybe I need more caffeine too, he muttered.
Let's concentrate on getting both of us to the airport in one piece, all right?
He nodded, pushing all thoughts of tree kissing out of his head. Maybe he'd take Pike's advice and download Tinder while he was in Colorado.
If he just cleared the pipes, he should stop having sexual fantasies about Noelle. Hey.
Noelle placed her hand on Nick's leg.
You sure you're all right?
Yep. Just nervous about work.
You're going to kick butt.
Her hand hadn't moved from his thigh. In fact, she'd given his knee a little squeeze. It warmed the skin beneath his jeans and suddenly, he wished she'd move it just a little higher. When she removed her hand, the breath he'd been holding rushed out.
You good?
She asked.
Yeah, great.
Nick definitely needed to get laid.
Chapter 8.
Thursday evening, Noel drove out to the Winters' home, parking behind Victoria's SUV in the driveway. Normally, she would be home by now, but Victoria left her a message yesterday asking her to stop by, that it was important. The stress of said importance bubbled in Noel's stomach all night, and Victoria wouldn't give her a hint about what this impromptu visit was about, much to Noel's frustration. As she climbed the stairs to the front porch, she opened the unlocked door and stepped over the threshold. "Good evening," she called.
"Hi, Noel."
Victoria came into the entryway with her arms out.
"Long night, sweetheart."
She hung up her jacket on the coat rack before giving Victoria a hug. "Yes, but a good one. All my mama's safely delivered healthy babies. Definitely something to celebrate."
"I'm glad to